Yo, what Taguan? You already know it's the Time is Money CEO, Sean Kingston, representing Miami, Florida. And right now, you got the hottest magazine in my hand, man. You're looking at the hottest magazine, you're reading the hottest magazine, and you don't even know it, because I read it. It's called Star Magazine. Keep it locked.
My name's Ben Barnes, and I play Prince Caspian.
Prince Caspian?
And who are you? King Peter,
I believe you called.
This is your first big movie role. How do you end up being an actor?
Well, when I was about 15 or 16, I started doing musicals with a national company in England. And then I went to university and was directing my own plays, and then it just kind of went from there, really.
Is it more fun to do the films or being on the stage?
It's different, you know. On the stage, obviously, you tell the whole story every night, and then, you know, with films, you know, it's all about tiny little moments that you have to get, you know, each morning or afternoon. But, you know, with a film like this, it's great fun because, you know, I get to ride horses and, you know, train with swords, and, you know, it's all the fun stuff you want to do when you're a kid, so it's good.
Was it hard to get the role?
Well, I think like all these things, if you don't get the role, it's really hard. And if you do get the role, it seems like it was easy. But, you know, for this one, it was a fairly short process, but I certainly don't think it was easy.
How did the part Prince Caspian has changed your life?
Well, I don't really know yet, because since the film has come out, I've just been sort of going around the world doing promotion and stuff. So I haven't really had a chance to get home and get back to normality, but we'll have to see.
Choose your last words carefully.
You are a mouse.
I was hoping for something a little more original.
How do you prepare for the role?
Well, I didn't have very long because I was cast only a few weeks before we started shooting, so I would go to New Zealand and I was doing 6 hours a day of horses and sword training and working on the dialect, the accent, and yeah, so it was pretty intensive, but I enjoyed it.
Did you do your own stunts?
Yeah, almost all of them. I did have a horse riding double who would do some of the far away shots. But yeah, I threw myself into it. I wanted to do as much of it as possible.
Yeah. Is there any other projects going on right now?
Yeah, I've just done a play. I've just done a film version of a play, a Noel Coward play in London, and then I'm going to be doing a film version of Dorian Gray in the summer.
What do you think about your heartthrob status right now?
You know what, it's interesting. The only people who call me a heartthrob are journalists in interviews. And so I don't know whether I believe it yet. We'll see.
There are a lot of girl fans in Finland already for you.
So. I'll have to come to Finland.
So do you have a girlfriend?
I don't, no. I'm going to come to Finland and get one.
Define your dream girl.
I don't know, just be somebody you can have fun with, I think.
Could you describe yourself as in three words for yourself?
No, I don't think I'd be very good at that. I think the best policy is to leave it up to other people to describe you.
What was the funniest experience on the set when you were there? So what happened there?
There was a few. There was in the very first scene that you see me in the film, my professor wakes me up. He puts his hand on my mouth. And in one of the takes, one of the girls who works in the crew came and she kissed me instead. And so I was asleep and I woke up like this, and then she got in the bed with me, so that was okay.
Yeah. And the last, say a few words to your Finnish fans.
Just a big hello to everybody in Finland, and I can't wait for you all to see the movie when it comes out. And yeah, I hope you enjoy it.